I'm Margaret Brennan, and this is In Business.
Tony Hayward is out. Bob Dudley is in.
Loads of economic data coming out this week. Breaking news just crossing.
One of the icons on Wall Street. He joins me here.
Watch In Business weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern
on Bloomberg Television.
In Paris or Napoli, you wanna be Americano, Americano, Americano.
All right. He doesn't want to just be an Americano. He probably drinks an Americano at the end of a wonderful meal, or maybe not. At Del Posto, we have Bloomberg News' Ryan Sutton with us, the dining critic. Ryan Sutton, good to have you with us again. Great to have you with you in the studio.
Thanks for having me. Always good to talk food and cocktails and wine.
It always is, you know, and especially after going and checking out Mario Batali's Del Posto, which for so many diners and food aficionados is like that, you know, stamp in New York for a certain type of Italian cuisine.
Or it's expected to be that certain type of Italian cuisine.
You know, I love it when you take the softball. Go ahead.
Well, Del Posto is a restaurant. When you walk into it, it's the type of restaurant that says, we want to be a four-star restaurant. You go to the website, it says, Del Posto is the ultimate expression of what an Italian restaurant should be. And you know what? You can have a really great Americano there. An Americano, of course, is a drink. It's really sweet vermouth and Campari, and a little bit of soda water. You put some gin in there, and you can make it into Negroni. Or you can have a whole lot of great cocktails there, because Del Posto really does have one of the city's great cocktail programs. If it was just a cocktail bar, you know what? I might even consider giving Del Posto 4 stars. That's the level that they're playing at, which is much higher than the cocktails I've tried at Per Se or Danielle or the other 4-star restaurants of New York. But that's the thing. Del Posto is not a 4-star restaurant because it's all about the food, and the food just doesn't quite cut the mustard, so to speak.
Mustard. I'm thinking potato chips, because you were thinking about them too, and didn't like what you had.
I didn't like the potato chips. They were soggy at the bar, of all places. You can get some good little nuggets of fried pig's head at the bar, and you can get some decent food in the restaurant. And that's the overarching theme. The food here is decent. You take a bite of garganiele with bolognese, and the bolognese just doesn't have that rich, haunting flavor that you might get at a new restaurant, Lincoln, right by Lincoln Center. I remember having the lasagna there, and it just stayed with me for like minutes, that haunting, rich, beefy taste. And I have the lasagna here, and it tastes like Hamburger Helper. I mean, there are serious issues with the restaurant. When I think of great restaurants, I think of lots of things. One of the things I think of is amenability. They have a $500 tasting menu. It's paired with wine. I ask, can I get it without wine? They say no. I ask, well, I've tried some of the items on this menu already. Can I get the lasagna subbed out that I hate so much? They wouldn't sub out any menu items. This is unfortunate because when you think of restaurants like Per Se, they have their only prefix. But if you ask for a vegan menu, they'll give you a vegan menu. If you go to a great restaurant like the Fat Duck in Bray in the United Kingdom and you ask for, say, no shellfish with my 22-course tasting menu, they can do that. But Del Posto doesn't allow that type of substitution on a $500 menu. And they said they're only serving two of these a month. They've only been selling two of these $500 menus a month. Now, listen. Even if it's that expensive, you know, you're not doing your job right if you're only selling two of these menus a month.
What do you think's going on there?
I don't know what's going on. You know, part of me thinks that they're, I don't want to say they're coasting on their laurels, but, you know, things tend to fall apart in the after hours. You know, you ask for, I remember asking for an exacting Manhattan with Carpano Antica Vermouth and Woodford Reserve, and I eventually got it a few nights later when I went back and it was a great Manhattan, but instead of bringing me a Manhattan, my server brought me a glass of wine. I remember ordering a $62 bottle of wine being charged $100 for it. It's something is off at this restaurant. And of course, the other notable criticism of Del Posto recently was the Michelin stars. Joe Bastianich poured $500,000 into the restaurant within the past year, along with his investors, presumably, after they were stripped of a Michelin star. And then, lo and behold, just a few weeks ago, they again did not get their second Michelin star back. So, you know, this is just, I shouldn't say it, a dime in the drop of a bucket, but there are other people who are critiquing the restaurant as well.
Yes, there are. And then some of them are giving it 4 stars. It's like, you know, I'm looking at this review and I'm looking at your review. It's like, is that the same restaurant?
It is the same restaurant, but, you know, as I often say, I'm in the business of critiquing chefs and not critics. And I think you have to, if you look at the New York Times review, which gave it 4 stars in my review, you just have to look at them as two separate reviews and two separate respectable opinions on the same restaurant.
Absolutely. And I can't help but be struck by the fact, I mean, aside from your review, you know, what has Del Posto been in the news for? Among other things, they're being sued. That came out a week ago. They're being sued by some of their staff members, talking about pooling tips improperly in violation of state labor laws and withholding some of those gratuities on wine and cheese sales. And I'm just, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm saying, is that what's going on here? I mean, who knows?
Well, to be fair, and I can't speak to legal issues, but a lot of restaurants in the city are being sued for the same issue right now. And what's impressive, or I believe Mario Batali said they're going to fight the allegations, as any self-respecting restaurateur would do. And he is a great restaurateur. I just had dinner at Manzo last night, his new restaurant in Italy. It's some of the best Italian food I've had recently. Really killer. Tagliatelle with tripe. Amazing food, just not at Del Posto.
I want to thank you very much, Ryan Sutton. You're getting us all a little bit hungry for certain types of food. Come and see us in the future. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg.
Copyright Bloomberg LP 2010.